Hello, this is Scott Fletcher, and welcome to MT Conversations. This week, I'm proud to bring you another conversation with myself. I said I was not going to do any podcasts anymore, and as I was going through my diagonaluniverse.com log files, I noticed that there were still a number of people that were subscribed to the RSS feed, about 150 people. So rather than watch that number decline over time as people really begin to believe that I'm not going to podcast anymore, I thought I'd do another podcast. But don't think of this as another podcast. Just think of this as another MP3 file that's being requested by your aggregator through an RSS derivative. That way, I'm not a liar. That way, I can tell my wife that indeed, I'm not doing any more podcasts. So as I said, I was looking through the log files on diagonaluniverse.com to see what was going on, and I noticed a very odd entry, an entry that I'd seen several times over the past several months. Whataburger.html. That's a file on my website that I'd had when I first bought the diagonaluniverse.com website. Sure enough, yesterday, six people accessed the whataburger.html webpage, which is strange, because it's not linked to anything anywhere on the whole World Wide Web. That was left over from my original diagonaluniverse.com before I switched over to podcasting and unlinked all of the stories. The whataburger.html page is one of six road stories, or what came to be known as road stories. See, in a previous life, I traveled quite a bit. And by previous life, I mean a previous job in the company that I happen to work for now. I used to travel as a manager for field service engineers all across the country. West Virginia, North Dakota, California, Oregon, New York, you name it. I've been there. So as a manager for field staff, you can imagine that some days were more frustrating than others. When I traveled, I carried a laptop, and I wrote stories, or documented or chronicled my day's activities, as a way of therapeutically reducing my stress levels. Sometimes I'd type right there in the van as we were driving down the road. So I thought that was pretty strange, having disconnected all the links and still people are viewing this whataburger.html page. So I looked at the refer, and sure enough, they were coming from Google, AltaVista, Yahoo. So I thought I'd give it a try myself. I went to Google, typed in Whataburger. And if you've never heard of Whataburger, it's Whataburger. Whataburger. All one word, no spaces, no hyphens. Type it in. You'll find that my Whataburger page is number one. Then go to Yahoo. Do it again. You're going to find that it's number one. And AltaVista, ask Jeeves, you go. And you'll see that I have the number one Whataburger webpage. So rather than actually force you to go there and read it, I thought that I would take a moment and read it for you. So this is the Whataburger Road Story, Day 2. We drove to Corpus Christi, Spanish for body of my wife, I guess, and we headed for the beach. We headed towards Days Inn, not more than 100 feet from the ocean. Since we were both getting hungry, we drove by the hotel and aimed for an orange and white striped building that had to be a burger place. The sign read, Whataburger, and Jim, the field engineer with whom I was riding, told me that these restaurants were everywhere in Texas. The A-frame had wide orange and white stripes, and the hard edges and angles of the lower part poked out like jagged glass. The building might have been the result of a high-speed collision between a Kentucky Fried Chicken and a circus tent. I grabbed the aluminum door handle and pulled. The deep-fried air wafted through, and I was lost in it. I told Jim that I'd be right back and headed for the bathroom. The humidity in the restaurant made the tile floor sweat, and I skated across the underlying sheen of grease. Done, I considered washing my hands, but I saw a cup full of what looked like a melted strawberry milkshake in the sink. Ach! It was actually a cup full of soap. I wondered if people dipped their hands in it or poured it on their hands. Since the dipping option occurred to me, it must have occurred to someone else. So I grabbed a paper towel to use as a glove and opened the bathroom door to leave. Jim was in line, gazing at the overhead menu. The Whata Chicken. The Whata Hot Dog. The Whata Burger. The Whata Shake. The Whatta Fries. We stepped up to the Mexican girl behind the register and ordered. Can I help you? She asked. I thought to myself, why yes, I'll have a Whatta Stupid Name for a burger and a Whatta Pepsi. We ordered the Whatta Chicken combos and paid each of our $5.35 tabs with our company MasterCards. Just then, the manager, a fat white woman with I Dream of Jeannie makeup, walked over and asked, Maria, did you ask them if they would like a free jalapeno with their order? Maria, our order taker, just looked at her. When their order is more than $5, they get a free jalapeno, the short, fat Barbara Eden said. Jim wanted one, but I myself declined. Maria looked to her manager for the next step in this strange new procedure. When they say yes, you press... The manager looked at the register's keyboard. There it is, the Whatta Holla button. All three of us, Jim, Maria, and myself, just stared at the Revlon tragedy that was the manager. I wondered quietly to myself how they spelled Whatta Holla. Thank you for listening to Road Story Number 2, The Whataburger. Someday in the future, I might actually record the other ones. But if you get impatient, like I said, just go to Google and type in Whataburger. Thanks for listening to MT Conversations. I'm Scott Fletcher, and we'll see you next time.